King Hezekiah, 2 Kings 18 and 20, and 2 Chronicles 29 through 31, Hezekiah becomes king of Judah.
Hezekiah began to rule as king over Judah. It was in the third year that Hoshea was king of Israel. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king. He ruled in Jerusalem for 29 years. Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as King David had done. Hezekiah removed the high places. He smashed the sacred stones. He cut down the poles that were used to worship the goddess Asherah. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made. Up to that time, the people of Israel had been burning incense to it. They called it Nehushtan. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all of the kings of Judah. There was no king like him either before him or after him. Hezekiah remained true to the Lord. He didn't stop following him. He obeyed the commands the Lord had given Moses. The Lord was with Hezekiah. He was successful in everything he did. He refused to remain under the control of the king of Assyria. He didn't serve him. He won the war against the Philistines. He won battles at their lookout towers. He won battles at their cities that had high walls around them. He won battles against the Philistines all the way to Gaza and its territory.
Hezekiah purifies the temple.
In the first month of Hezekiah's first year as king, he opened the doors of the Lord's temple. He repaired them. He brought the priests and Levites in. He gathered them together in the open area on the east side of the temple. He said,
Levites, listen to me. Set yourselves apart to the Lord. Set apart the temple of the Lord. He's the God of your people. Remove anything that is unclean from the temple. Our people weren't faithful. They did what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They deserted him. They turned their faces away from the place where he lives. They turned their backs on him.